spend half an hour keeping that shot by the same guy.
It got old quick.
This is not fun.
That was my problem with the game. You get to get old quick.
Strachan, you made a good point, just if you go on your own, because a lot of games nowadays are built with DLC being the main, well, online content being the main draw of the game. If you only go online on your own, and it's built to be played online in a group, you're not really getting the best of the game, really, are you? You're going online, you're like, this is
you
shit.
You asked a question, I think, in your video, this can prove I watched it, because you guys asked it, about PC and console gamers playing against each other.
Yeah.
Shadowrun did that.
That was
he did it quite badly from what I did.
I imagine,
the
you know,
what is cool out there? What's the games that have been out where they are?
They talked about doing it with Gears because it, you know, it's a mic, you know, they got the PC. They talked about doing it with Gears, but then it never came to fruition. Whether it will or not, I don't know, but I doubt it.
I don't know. Does piss me off sometimes with games, and that's games just being exclusive to one console. But I'm really pleased that the new Dead Rising 2 is now on the PS2, on the PS3. But Dead Rising, just an Xbox exclusive.
It's a valid point, but that's purely business, isn't it? Like, if you remember when Resident Evil 4 came out, GameCube exclusive, massive lawsuit then followed when Sony bought it, because it's kind of like,
holy fuck. Just to show you as well, like, how hardcore the video stuff is, our show that we did, me did 6.6 hours it's been watched for. So we only did it for half an hour, so it's been watched a lot.
Yeah.
So that out of all the shows that we recorded in the Fiverr studio, that one's been, you know, outweighs all the other ones. So you get, we get absolutely breakdown stats. We get absolutely breakdown stats in terms of
Neil before Jagger. Yeah.
Well, to the point that we can.
Yeah, that's exactly what.
We can break it.
He's the Jonathan Ross of Nottingham. You want him to retweet your shit.
So if we look at the stats, what you get is a breakdown of the page loads, how many visitors went, when they click played, how long they watched for, how long in the video they watched, when they turned off, so we can fine tune it.
Someone turned off like almost straight away.
Like 10 seconds. But you can fine tune it.
Rich.
But you can fine tune it to suit in terms of, like, if you know that certain people are playing it for a certain time, and then you can just, if you get to a boring segment, you just change it out.
That's what kept me watching.
You just, so you could get to the end and hear it again.
Only two people watched it from start to end, though.
No, that's, there's more stats.
We've probably got about 9 minutes.
But it's 30 minutes.
Chris, yeah, because I think they shot it.
No, it's some more. Look, what's that?
Yeah, I think it was. I think mine probably, like, how they chuck out games just on certain games anyway, namely Call of Duty sort of thing. They seem to chuck it out without the whole beta or things like that, and then people find loads of faults with it just because they wanted to chuck it out to get more money, and they know people are pretty much guaranteed to buy it because it's got such a following. Yeah, they haven't changed some mechanics. Like, I don't know if it's just on PlayStation, but there's been so many times where the host has just been so terrible, but the game hasn't caught on to it being so terrible, so it goes on for like an entire game.
Well, that falls down to dedicated servers, which apparently Black Ops is addressing. So the Black Ops will have its own servers, and you shouldn't, in theory, experience that anymore.
Sorry, don't interrupt, guys. We're closing for about 10.
Yeah,
no worries, mate. Yeah.
And that comes on to the thing about the rumours that Call of Duty will all soon be a subscription.
Yeah, Call of Duty is talking about charging World of Warcraft style. And people will pay it.
Yeah, because we said that. No matter how much Neil and Chris and everybody else who plays Call of Duty say, I'm not paying money to pay it. They will pay it.
Yeah, they'll pay it because then
it's
they won't know what to do.
It's the annoyance for the following, isn't it, though? It's that there will never be enough people that will say, yeah, we're not paying that. It's
There's
like
never
for
be
how
an
much.
Uprising,
it's not so. Like. The same with how much the actual additional map packs cost.
Yeah,
it was like, what, like £12 for two new maps and two old ones that you've got in a previous game you've already bought.
Yeah, and in theory you should get that for free because you're supporting. But anyway, you know.
But yeah, it's so annoying that they've not technically spent much money because there isn't an actual product. Obviously there's the people who have designed them. But that's sort of a bit of a fob-off with the old maps anyway, because surely they only had to sort of get some guy to sort of go over it a little bit.